Things are astir in the kitchen, constant with sibilant tides, and the clatter of several wares plied at once. There, in the middle of it all, the sorcerer Joe oversees his purview, coaxing his sauce to its signature point, until a sudden wisdom has him banking left to prod and divine. He ams give, claps hands and his switching right again, his hands busily dicing, busily rinsing and wiping, quick, attentive hands at turns, with the bird and au gratin. Never lost to the boiling water, the old Indian in him will soon preside over, still as quiet pools, a solace to the billowing cast of steam, saying, "Nah, go on, go away." He's got it. "Drink," he says. "What you want? Dove vino?" Claps hands again and mugs a swoon, for the Polaroid distracted at last, from contemplating the test, from counting them now, far removed from his language, in his creaking cottage high in the Apennini. At his back, the lights gone blue at the hills, and what's oncoming night continues to rise from the valley floor, enduring slopes and small crested villages, until what is not under blue, that deepening scrim of blue, surrenders its final dapple and wings out, breathing away from the window, dark and completed to complete, a breath that bears reflection, don't ever get old.